throughout the whole growing season is really important for them. And then the other thing I would say is that just to be really careful about the use of insecticide, especially the kind of systemic insecticides that will go into the whole plant and can go into the pollen and nectar. So just reducing that use or eliminating it entirely, I think is also really important for the bees.
And especially since some of those bees are actually, hunting the insects you're trying to get rid of. So yeah, it is a good idea to refrain.
Well, thank you so much, Thea. That's Thea Evans, Project Coordinator for the Minnesota Wood Nesting Bee Atlas. More information at minnesotabeeatlas.umn.edu. And thanks to Mark Jacobs for producing this segment as well. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for
Thank
joining
you.
us. It was wonderful.
Thanks.
Coming up, we have Headwaters with your host, Malachi Coons. And then at 1 o'clock, it is Jeff Edmonds on the river. Weather today, we do have partly sunny skies expected, highs 67 to 72, and a chance of showers tonight, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the mid 40s to low 50s.
Support for KEXE comes from Woodwork Homes, dedicated to the art of building in northeastern Minnesota by constructing handcrafted new homes and offering remodeling services. More at woodworksmn.com. And support for KAXE comes from the Third Coast Chamber Collective, presenting Adult Chamber Music Retreat, featuring international artists and community musicians in venues across Grand Rapids between June 14th and 20th. More information available at thirdcoastchambercollective.com.
This is 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Life is fleeting. Breath after breath, heartbeat after heartbeat, cast away without meaning. Seconds rescue.
Don't end. I'm resigned to a letter. when I can't bear to cry. I know you've been working and you're worn out too. Honey, ain't we a picture painted all shades of blue? It's cheap for two times.
Asking all the questions don't have answers to, like, can I learn you? Can I feel you? Can I love you, baby? Can you, baby? Can you, baby? Oh, can you, baby? Can you, baby? Can you?
You love it when I call you Big Papa. Number one fan, no shocker. Love it when you call me on the weekend. Show me who you are through the seasons. You're brighter than the stars, you be shining. The way you make me laugh got me smiling. Always gonna make time for you.
Always gonna make time for you.
Sweeter than my solitude, baby. Got me low-key feeling you. Try to win me over, I got attitude. Asking all the questions don't have answers to, like, how can I,
can I
feel you? Kiss me in the car, car shotgun. Driving downtown, every green light. Something about you just feels right. I love the way you say my name. I love the way you say my name.
Sweeter than my solitude, baby.
Got me low-key feeling you. Trying to win me over, I got attitude.
Asking all the questions, don't have answers to, like,
can I find you? Can I? Oh,
can I?
Oh,
baby.
Oh, can you?
Baby.
Oh, can you?
Baby.
Can you?
Baby.
Can you?
Baby.
Soul music for you from the plains of Western Canada. Something I wrote about in our latest Fresh Picks. That is an artist called Love from the Cree Poundmaker Nation in Saskatchewan. Just dropped her debut album. It is called Iskwioa, which translates to woman in the Cree language. And 8 songs on that one. Kind of a delightful, vibey neo-soul project that I would say I was a little, maybe had some preconceptions about, we get a lot of country music, folk music, kind of Canadian prairie windswept style stuff, but very cool to see that one. I've seen that Love is a rising artist in Canada right now after a few singles kind of blew up on various online platforms. Had a Minnesota double dip before that, Simon Cropp's resignation letter, and Molly Brandt, country singer's new third album, kicked off Headwaters today here on People Powered KAXE. That was The Passing of Time is Cruel and Unforgiving. You can also read about a Molly Brandt tune on Fresh Picks, again, where we keep you up to date on new albums, new tracks, every Monday to KAXE.org throughout the week. You can find it on our Instagram. I'm Malachi Coons, and this is your source for great music, Headwaters, from 9 to 11 every weekday here on KAXE. You can catch this one again tonight at 10 o'clock as we re-air the shows later on in the evening. Thanks for joining me here. It is a nice and sunny morning. Not going to be too warm today at all, but blue skies will take it. Highs upper 60s, low 70s, partly sunny today. Pretty dang perfect to me. There's a chance of showers overnight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures in the mid-40s to low 50s. Had the windows open last night. It was pretty chilly this morning. And I don't know about you, but I am north of Taconite. We lost power around 3:30 in the morning last evening, but it did come back by the time I had kind of fully woken up a little later on. Support for KEXC comes from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com. Support also comes from Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving northern Minnesota, carrying Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles with staff available to assist. On the Beltline, in Hibbing, or at hibbingchrysler.us. Coming up in 15 minutes, we will hear our album of the week from one Dwayne Betts, son of Dickie's, got a new album out inspired by the passing of his father, longtime Allman Brothers band member. Later on, our slice of green cheese around 9:45 today. We are doing our pick of 76 later on this hour. You will hear about Blondie's debut album from Jennifer Barr. And right now, we'll continue sort of in a 50 years ago theme, although this is something that just rolled into our inbox this morning. It was not released 50 years ago. It was recorded 50 years ago. There's a new Bob Marley album coming out on the 50-year anniversary. He played 4 sold-out shows at the Hammersmith Odeon in London 4 days in a row, actually exactly 50 years ago, I should say. It was June 15th to June 18th that year, and part of their big breakout year. They sold out every show, and the first single they've dropped of the recording of that concert is a nice live version of Roots Rock Reggae. Here it is on KAXE, Headwaters.
Play some music, reggae music. Thank you.
If I was a gambler. bar. I was on my card away. I was a gambler. I was on my card away. I was a gambler. I was on my card away. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do? The run, sinner, run. Fall on your knees and pray. Run, sinner, run. Fall on your knees and pray. Run, sinner, run. Fall on your knees and pray. Oh my Lord, what shall I do? I'm so glad I got my living in time. I'm so glad I got my living in time.
Well, I was looking at
another new Bella White track here on KAXE. The artist, Canadian singer, been living in the New Orleans area for the last few years, and it's changed the sound a little bit, kind of expanding. Can read about it again on Fresh Picks. Megan Buffington this time talking about that new album, A Sign in the Weather, and we heard Doing Well there. I have loved all of the first few Bella White albums. This one right away, kind of instantly knew it was going to be another fit from the, I believe she's only in her maybe early 20s at this point, and already putting out some wonderful songwriting. Working with a similar producer to Esther Rose, and some of the tracks remind me of some early Esther Rose, who was also making folk music from the New Orleans area. Man Slips Going before that, When Death Comes Creeping in Your Room. It's also known as Run Sinner Run. Sometimes you'll see it on albums with that title, Run Sinner Run, but that's one of the very early versions of that tune, which I've always thought was a hauntingly beautiful religious imagery in that one from Lipscomb. And person who turned me on to that artist was Charlie Parr. I think if you're deep in the blues, you know Manson Lipscomb, but he's not one of the first names that jumps out. But I know Charlie Parr is a huge fan. And after diving in, that was one of the ones that stuck out the most to me. Bob Marley and the Wailers kicked off that set. It's Headwaters here on People Powered KAXE. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Coming up, we've got our album of the week from Duane Betts and our slice of green cheese on the way at 9:45. Support for KAXE comes from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. Northern Community Radio's Board of Directors meets at 12:30 Monday, June 22nd on Zoom. It's an open meeting. Members and the general public are invited to attend. For more information, email comments at kaxe.org or call 218-326-1234 during business hours. Regular meetings of our Board of Directors are held the fourth Monday of the month, and the board's meeting schedule is available at kaxe.org. Our question of the week, another good summer question here. What is your favorite flavor or kind of ice cream? Text us at 218-326-1234. Sometimes our questions of the week, I have a hard time deciding, and that is absolutely not the case today. We can all agree that it is Moose Tracks. I'm talking about, you know, no niche flavor that you can get at like a random ice cream store, but like a reliable one. It's at every grocery store you go to. It's got everything you want in it, and it's got a little bit of variety. It's definitely Moose Tracks or any of the variants. You know, they started adding different animals in there and throwing different little versions of the same style of ice cream, but that's what I'm going with. Something in the Moose Tracks world. One kind of ice cream, one kind of different thing swirling through it, and then a third little chocolatey item. Anything in that vein. Okay. I'm glad we can all agree. 218-326-1234. You disagree or you have another favorite flavor, just don't say, is it Neapolitan? Neapolitano? That's, you'll show your age if you pick that one. Again, thank you for tuning in. This is Headwaters here on KAXE. I'm going to be hanging out with you until 11 o'clock. If you have any questions on what songs you're playing, I will be still working through some new playlisting here. I won't be able to see the details at kaxe.org until a little bit later. But you can always text in and ask about any songs that you are hearing. Coming up today, we've got the World Cafe at 11. Jeff Edmonds, you're on the River Host at 1. And Robert Jevney is going to be bringing you one of his past shows this evening from 7 to 10 p.m. It's time for the KAXE Album of the Week, Isle of Hope from Duane Betts. This is Dickie Betts' son putting out his second solo album. Songs that were recorded across a period of 5 days in Savannah, Georgia, with Americana super producer Dave Cobb. It is a very personal collection of songs that Duane wrote after the passing of his father, the legendary Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band. And the songs move from intense grief to figuring out life post-loss through addiction, hope, and personal growth. We're actually going to hear a song where you will hear Duane talking about a vice that his father, Dickie, gave him. It's a tune called Manatee River. Let us know what you think of our album of the week by texting 218-326-1234. 1234.
Could be so strong, it could ever make me think about losing. can't help myself. Your love about to drive me mad. But one more night like last night, I might have to pack my bag. Leave home, boy. About to make me leave home, boy. Got my mind so dumb. You got me left. I ain't got the strength.
Some soulful sounds here on this Tuesday morning on KAXE. That is from Jalen and Gonda and that new Doctrine of Love album. Very much in the soul music world to sing about love, but it kind of goes deeper than that on Ngonda's second album. And he says the Doctrine of Love, which he kind of has a little extensive piece about, released with the album, is what guided the entire principle of this new second album for Daptone Records. Had some Bonnie Raitt getting very, very funky, as she sometimes does. You know, she can do the blues, the rock, the funk, the folk. About to Make Me Leave Home was the name of that one. And we started off that set with Dwayne Betts. That was our album of the week. Thanks to Lisa for chiming in. We always love to hear your thoughts on our album of the weeks and any other music here. Lisa said, I have to admit I'm not loving Dwayne's new album, probably because it's melancholy. However, I saw him live a couple of years ago and his show was really great. They even played a few Allman Brothers tunes in tribute. Thank you for sharing. And it is very much kind of a, you know, the season that you are in, the season it is, whether or not melancholy music does hit. But that is a very apt description. Lisa, as he is kind of going through his father, the legend Dickie Betts, passing. Find out more at KEXE.org. That is our album of the week. And we have our slice of green cheese coming at you here very, very shortly on Headwaters on KEXE. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Partly sunny today, highs around 70. Chance of showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy. Again, cooling off nicely, temperatures into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, there's a good chance for showers, possible thunderstorms as well. Highs into the mid-60s. Breezy, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Right now around the region, it is 62 and sunny in Grand Rapids. The same in Bagley and the same in Brainerd. Mostly cloudy toward the Iron Range in the upper 50s in Hibbing right now. And we've got low 60s, fair skies in Bemidji and in Aiken. It is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. There are four European capital cities on the Danube River. Name any one of them. If you know the answer and want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, there are four European capital cities on the Danube River. Name any one of them. Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls here on KAXE. It's the Blue Danube Waltz. Thank you. Congratulations to Nathan from Nisswa, who correctly answered our slice of green cheese today and will be getting himself a treat at Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd. Nathan correctly answered our question today, which was, there are four European capital cities on the Danube River. I think I'm saying that right. And we needed you to only name one of them. I was thinking about going two, but we just went with one. And I'm not sure which one Nathan said correctly, but they are Vienna, Belgrade, Bratislava, and Budapest. Any one of those would have done. That is enough of that classical tune about the Blue Danube for now. Got a different song about rivers in general here in just a moment. You can listen every weekday around the slice of green cheese at 9:45 a.m. There we go. For your chance to win a coupon every weekday here on Headwaters, and also tune in Saturday nights for our regular green cheese trivia show. Your host this Saturday from 7 to 9 will be Christy Miller. Here is some Harumi for you on KAXE, Fire by the River.
Fire. As KAXE celebrates 50 years, we are looking back at the music from the year of our founding. This week's pick of 76 is Blondie's self-titled debut album. Blondie started as a club band, performing regularly at CBGB's and Max's Kansas City, both iconic clubs in New York City. They took this energy to their album with pounding